Pirkei Avot, Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Chapter 5, Mishnah 1, teaches as follows. Ba'asara ma'amarot nivra ha'olam. The world was created through 10 divine pronouncements. Umatam ulomar, va'lo b'ma'amar echad yachol libaro. Now what is this meant to teach us? Surely it could have been created through one pronouncement. Ela lipara min arishaim, shema'abdin et ha'olam, shenivra ba'asara ma'amarot, V'litein schar tov l'tzadikim, shemekaimim et ha'olam, shenivra basar ma'amarot. Rather, is to teach us that God will exact punishment from the wicked who destroy the world, which was created by 10 pronouncements, and will grant great reward to the righteous who maintain the world, which was created by 10 pronouncements. Rabbi Yom Tov Lipman Heller teaches a very important lesson about this particular Mishnah. Usually, in the course of Pirkei Avot, we don't have the question asked, Ma Talmud Lomar? What is this coming to teach us? But I think it prefaces the next teaching because it's difficult for us to swallow when we talk about exacting punishment, those who will be who are destroying the world, and things of that nature. What Rabbi Heller tells us is that this language of Ma Talmud Lomar, what is this coming to teach us? Is saying that this is a message that is meant to help us to not enter into that camp, to not head in that direction. Perhaps it will stop us for a moment to think, what am I doing with my life? How am I creating my world? If God created His with 10 pronouncements, if God took the time and the detail to take one step and then another and then another, shouldn't I be doing the same? And shouldn't I find myself in the latter description of those who will receive great reward for maintaining the world around them, their personal world, and the world with which they interact, which was created through a step-by-step process? So too we should look to create our worlds with a step-by-step process and recognize and find ourselves on the side of the righteous, and not, God forbid, on the other side.